This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. We're very suspicious people around here, as you know. Well, you know. Anyway, the tinfoil hats are on, all present and accounted for. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on, like we always say here on Agenda 21 Radio. The key things that are going on, naturally, is what is happening with the elections. Shocking. Last night, we had the second go-around for the Democrats in their catastrophe. they're just wallowing in the catastrophe that is at hand. And they're just sort of blindly marching off the cliff. When they start coming out with their socialist progressive stuff, you know, tax, you know, Medicare for all, everything free, it's just a turnoff. It really, truly is a turnoff. But, you know, we got to go through this process, right? Well, we're going to talk about the process. In the second hour, looks like I've got it. I have it here on my list. We're going to give you a little bit of a rundown of the election schemata that's out there and what they're trying to do to try and derail the Trump presidency by, especially here in California, Governor Gavin Newsom signed what is known as SB 27 here in California, and that was when they just sort of popped it right into the governor's office. After Jerry Brown 2 years ago declined to say that they were going to take that they were going to request proof of taxes, in other words, the president's back taxes for the last 5 years, and Jerry Brown said no to that. He actually vetoed. He spelled it out very clearly. Well, we're going to talk about that. That's what was in our grievance yesterday, actually. But the governor had until the 30th yesterday to sign it. And so he signed it. Gavin Newsom, So now, at least according to California law, for the primary, he has to provide his tax records. Now, it's silent on the issue of whether he has to provide them for the general election. But in order to get on the general election, he's got to what? He's got to get on the general ballot. What's that mechanism? We're going to try and explore a little bit of that. We're going to be looking in the days ahead. How is that going to happen? I think everybody's kind of wondering, how is that going to happen? So you don't run on the primary. How do you get on the general? Does everybody just write them in? Well, or do we run a constitutional amendment for the California Constitution? These propositions, in other words, over 580 times, the California Constitution has been amended through propositions. Now compare that with 27, 28 times for the U.S. Constitution. Shocking! Is there any reason why this place is such a dump? And why it's going down faster and faster? Is there any reason why? Right. I guess that's really sort of the big question, isn't it? So anyway, I'm just thinking, we've got to go out and gather signatures to get Donald Trump on the ballot. I think that would take all of about 30 minutes in all major cities and out in rural California to get that done, get the signatures on the ballot, and go from there. So this is the ongoing saga, of course, the socialist, the communist legislators and the socialist government officials that really are driving this is why I say we're marching off the cliff, driving California off the cliff. Well, that's okay. There's New California. We understand that. And that's why we're doing New California. So anyway, that's one issue. We got the other issue of what's going on with the young man that did the shooting in Gilroy, and of course we also had another shooting that was at Walmart, I believe, in Tennessee. But the young man at Gilroy, I posted up information about him on Twitter, and the shocking, I got banned from Twitter. Unbelievable. Me banned from Twitter? Little old me. Why would they ban me from Twitter? Well, I mean, I can think of a million reasons why they would ban me from Twitter, but, come on. I was offended. Yesterday during the show, I found out I was banned for 11 hours. And then they showed me what I was banned for. So I had to wait the 11 hours to find out what I was banned for. And it was an article about that kid. I think it was a tweet from Laura Loomer. It was a Laura Loomer retweet about the kid and about the information about him being Iranian. He's Italian-Iranian. And so I retweeted her, and they put me in Twitter jail. For hate speech, I guess it was. It was a hateful whatever speech. So I said, okay, all right. If that's where you're going to be, I'll start my own Twitter, my own social platform. So you just take that. Kind of hard to do that, though, isn't it? Yeah. Yes, it's very, very hard to do that. Very hard to do that. So anyway, that was my experience. But we're going to talk about the guy now. See, now I'm prompted. This is the tease they needed to give me, was to absolutely show that they would take down any mention of anything that's Islamic, which is what this was, because the article, it was pretty straightforward, just stating some fact that he had these Iranian ties, and he does, family ties. He also got some ties, according to Laura Loomer, to William Holden, the actor. Yeah, that, which is kind of interesting, is familial ties back in the day, which is kind of an interesting thing, if you think about it. So we're going to get into that. Also, this racism card. Come on, really? Isn't it getting old? This is what I like about Donald Trump. Man, he is just out front and telling everybody like it is. And, of course, like I said, good morning. We're awake this morning, and Donald J. Trump is our president. Shocking. Isn't that wonderful? So, in 2 years from now, I guarantee he's going to be our president. Another shocker, especially after last night. And listening to this Williamson we had a very ethereal candidate, Marianne Williamson, warns of dark psychic force of Trump in viral debate moment. Wow.
And you know where that headline is from? This is the shocker. It's from Fox News.
So listen, all of you dark psychic forces out there, all of you that are possessed with Trumpism, you have dark psychic forces about you. Did you know that? Well, how does it feel to be on the dark side? Huh? At least to this Marianne Williamson. Man, what is she from? You really have to want. Listen, I'm the Woodstock generation. I get it. You know, I remember all the things about Woodstock and all this other stuff. They were called love-ins, actually. Love-ins. I remember all the love-ins. People going, yeah, anyway. But it was kind of interesting, kind of very, very interesting to see this woman up there on stage. And I did not watch the whole thing. I kept on getting calls from people saying, are you seeing this? And I said, no, I'll catch it on the rerun. And then I tuned it in a little bit. Boy, was I shocked. What a circus. A circus maximus for these people. That's called the big circus, right? It's not, well, content-wise, circus minimus. Circus interruptus is what it is. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com, and of course, newcaliforniastate.com, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Okay, with the debates in Detroit, 2020 Democrats are hoping for a comeback. After President Trump won Michigan in 2016, he was the first Republican to carry this state since 1988. Well, the head of the Republican National Committee penning an op-ed in the Detroit News titled, Socialist Policies Won't Fly in Michigan. Joining me now, the GOP chairwoman, Ronna McDaniel, who knows Michigan very well. Ronna, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
I want to start by looking at some statistics for the top 10 searches in Google in the last 7 days here in Michigan, issues that people are worried about. I want to put this up for you. Atop the list is health care. Now, we know this is something that also our polling shows that a lot of voters think that Democrats are better equipped to handle that issue. They don't trust Republicans who've talked about repealing it, but haven't really made a good public case or articulation for what they would do about health care. It's got voters worried, and yet here in Michigan, they say it is their number one issue.
Well, you have seen Republicans take this on. You saw the Graham Cassidy bill, and you saw Democrats refusing to come across the aisle that would block grant money to the states. You've seen the president say he's going to protect pre-existing condition coverage. But what you did see from the Democrats tonight is a total socialist plan, a takeover of Medicare, of all of our health care with this proposal for Medicare for All. They didn't know how to pay for it. They were dishonest about the fact that it would raise taxes on every single American. And Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren said flat out they'll take away private health insurance plans. And I don't think that's something people in Michigan would like. In fact, it's been polled in Michigan. It's not something that's popular. And I think a lot of union workers would say, hey, you're going to take away my plan that I negotiated. You're going to take me off of my plan where I can choose my doctor and what's best for me and my family. I don't think that's going to fly.
Well, and you mentioned Senator Elizabeth Warren. She talked about this tonight, that some of those things that she heard her fellow Democrats saying on the stage, she felt they were GOP talking points. And she said, listen, don't fall into that trap. Here's what she said as a bit of a warning to her fellow candidates.
We are the Democrats. We are not about trying to take away health care from anyone. That's what the Republicans are trying to do. And we should stop using Republican talking points in order to talk with each other about how to best provide that health care.
Ronna, and we had just played a soundbite from Elizabeth Warren, which stands in such good contrast to what we heard from the congressman there speaking with Peter. He's cautioning them about going too far left, about taking away health care, private insurance from millions of Americans who may not be so sold on that idea. Her response to some of this pushback tonight was essentially, hey, listen, we got to stand up here and fight for things, and we can't just say there's no way to get it done. That's not why we're running. But, you know, there's definitely a schism there. She also said, Ronna, tonight, that if you say these things about losing private insurance and warning people, you're essentially, she's accusing her fellow Democrats of using your GOP talking points in this debate tonight. What do you think?
Well, she was dishonest tonight. First of all, she wouldn't admit that it would be a tax cut on the middle class, with it, which it absolutely would be. The estimates are $32 trillion to do this Medicare for All. I think that would skyrocket. And taking away health care, private health care plans for 180 million Americans. I do not want Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren telling me what doctor I can go to, what medical procedures I get to have. I don't want Washington making those decisions. I want to make that decision between me and my doctor. And she is absolutely being dishonest when she is saying Democrats are not taking something away. They absolutely are proposing taking away your private health insurance plans. And I do not think the majority of Americans want that.
Well, and a number of the Democrats believe what you believe, that it could be detrimental to whomever becomes the nominee if that's their position. I want to quickly play something for you from South Bend Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He said no matter what these men and women propose, that the GOP and the president are going to come after all of them in the same way. Here's what he said.
If it's true that if we embrace a far-left agenda, they're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. If we embrace a conservative agenda, you know what they're going to do? They're going to say we're a bunch of crazy socialists. So let's just stand up for the right policy, go out there and defend it.
All right, quick 10 seconds from you, Chairwoman, before we got to wrap up.
Well, the winner tonight was Donald Trump because he gets to run on an economy that's booming, wages that are up, jobs that are coming back. especially in Michigan, as manufacturing jobs are coming back. And I thought it was really shameful tonight that we did not hear any mention of USMCA. We are in Michigan. We need manufacturing jobs coming back. And not one person on that stage said we need to revise NAFTA and pass USMCA. And that is critical to my home state of Michigan.
It's certainly very important in this region. RNC chairwoman, thank you, Ron McDaniel, for stopping in with us tonight. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. Shannon Breen, the class act of Fox News. My opinion, I think she's the classiest of all the Fox people. Just because she's kind of bright, you know. She covers the Supreme Court. So that's kind of an interesting little thing. Anyway, so... But Ronna McDaniel, so, you know, she supports Donald Trump. So you, here you have the national RNC. You know, it just dawned on me. Ding, the light comes on. We have the national RNC chair up there all about Donald Trump. She's all about Donald Trump. She's in. She's all in. But, you know, in California, you have the California GOP, and they hate Donald Trump. What is it? Was there something wrong there? Are they really Republicans? I mean, there's like a real schism, isn't there? Now, I didn't make the schism. You didn't make the schism. Someone made the schism. And why did they make the schism? Why is it that they're so out of touch? And by the way, they're so out of touch, the RNC people, the GOP RNC in California, they're so out of touch that no one wants to touch them. They're radioactive. So you have, it's like a ring of repugnance. You know what a ring of repugnance is? Think of it this way. You have a cow pat in the middle of a pasture. There you go. That's a great, a cow pat. You know what a cow, it's cow poop. Come on. You have a cow pat. You know, they're kind of, have you ever seen a cow pat? You know, let's talk feces for a minute here. You see cow pats, and they're kind of slimy and gooey and everything like that. You know, because, you know, cows have more than one stomach, and they chew their cud. I mean, it's all this. Anyway, it's kind of disgusting. But mold loves cow pats. You know, mold, fungi. And there's just, when the mold starts to break down the cow pats, it starts to put out toxins around the cow pat. And it forms like a circle. And it's called, well, it's toxic. And so, no, therefore, it puts off bacteria and other fungi, prevents them from coming in and attacking their food source. It's kind of a very sophisticated form of, well, building up what's called a ring of repugnance, right? It's repugnant to the bacteria and other viruses, or excuse me, other molds that might fungi, that might get in there and invade the cow pat food for the fungi. Get it? It's one fungi versus another. No, fungi. F-U-N-G-I, not a fun guy. You know, like F-U-N-G-U-Y, it's a fungi. Gotta get you guys. Then we can talk about Basilio mycota, all these other types of fungi. And we don't want to do that. Anyway, but that's a ring of repugnance. So why do we have a ring of repugnance around the California GOP for Donald Trump and the Trump supporters? That's why I say they're Trump haters. Their hatred is that ring of repugnance. And they don't want any talk of Donald Trump. I was at a GOP function the other week. And for 2 days it went on. And I got reports that the very first day at this GOP function, it's supposed to be for conservatives, Tea Party types, there was not one mention of Donald J. Trump. And, you know, by the way, again, I want to reiterate, those days that event was taking place, Donald J. Trump was our president. Just like today when we woke up, Donald J. Trump is our president. Don't you hate it when this happens? So why the ring of repugnance? See, that's the big question. Why that ring of repugnance around the California GOP? It's not around the national. Ronna McDaniels, however you pronounce her name, she's all in on Donald Trump. I find that, well, I don't find that repugnant at all, do you? Anyway, enjoy your fungi, or thoughts of fungi, during the break. We'll be back. Here we go!
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
Okay, so we're just taking this whole thing about he's your president way too seriously. Right. So from one of my listeners and member of the New California State Movement, I get a an eye chart. You know, those things that, you know, like in what was it? Oh, Pearl Harbor. Remember the eye chart thing where he couldn't read it? The dyslexic that what's his face? I'll think of his name in a second. Anyway, so I get from one of our listeners, in New California person, Rick, from Vacaville, an eye chart. And you look at it and you go, wow, that's neat. An eye chart. And it's, you know, it's an eye chart. Now, and you go and you start reading the eye chart. And the very top of it is a big, huge H. And then the second line is an E and S. And then there's also an STI in the third line, LLYO in the fourth, and in the fifth, URPRE. And then in the sixth, it's SIDENT. Is that right? Still your president. Get it? It's an eye chart. So, you know, for those of that would, could you imagine an eye doctor doing this, and a Democrat comes in to has his eyes, you know, checked. Can you imagine that? Could you imagine that? Just his head Well, his eyes would pop out probably before the whole head exploded. But I thought that's kind of clever. Okay, so yes, today, and by the this is all a takeoff. Will Johnson, Unite America First, who has been with us in New California State Movement, he is the one who came up with that. He always tells everybody, he's your president. Get over it. He's still your president. Lots of luck. Anyway, that's a good one. Anyway, so the listeners are paying attention out there, and I appreciate that. Okay, so get refo. I got to, you know, I got to jump back in the cockpit and fly this little babe down to the ground, don't I? So Gavin Newsom, and this is sort of a lead-in. I think we're going to be talking quite a bit about this in the days ahead, because this is so important about what's going on with this president in the presidential election. Obviously, because they're trying to do every little tactic they can to derail Donald Trump's presidency, including running, you know, 500 candidates against him. You know, this is the strategy that they're using on the Democratic Party. And so that's what the strategy was in 2016 with the Republicans. We'll run, 16 or 17 candidates. How's that work out for everybody? So the high ranking, remember the person at the very beginning was Jeb Bush, and I thought, God, is that the best we got? I was saying that then. We're going to have another Bush in office? A three-pack of Bush? I don't think so. And plus, he had some, I think, some very, very liberal ideas about the border. He was an open borders guy. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. And of course, his dad ultimately was an open borders guy, too, which is another thing to think about. So, anyway, Jeb Bush was the number one guy. Remember that? Before, you know, and then Rand Paul was down at the end. Remember? I'll never forget Rand Paul, how quickly he exited the scene with Donald Trump there. I mean, and the thing about Donald Trump as a presidential candidate, he was the only real non-politician up there on the stage in all those debates. And I thought it was very refreshing. And, you know, anybody who kind of stood against him or made bad comments, he'd take them on. Didn't matter if it was a moderator. Remember, we did have one Fox personality who, you know, raised some very, very disgusting comments at him to begin. And where's she at today, by the way? Man, the pressure, the heat, all of us Trumpers were going, that's not a good thing for that Fox host to say. And now she's in oblivion, right? You never hear from her. Man, she was the hot thing. But she outdid herself with Donald Trump. And then the same with Jeb Bush, little Jeb. He was the number one candidate, just like I guess Bernie Sanders is. No, Joe Biden on the Democratic side, and he's going to be there tonight, I guess. He is the front runner. Will he last? I don't think so. I think Elizabeth Warren is getting in stride. Her shrieking and yelling and all that starting to hang on, and you know it's gathering momentum. The thing about Bernie Sanders, he's kind of doing himself in. If you saw this thing last night, I will, just to prove my point, because I think it's important, I will play a clip from last night. Bernie Sanders kind of screaming, yelling at some point in time. But Bernie was a little bit unhinged. Bernie gets unhinged as the night goes into day in this debate. Because I think if he gets really frustrated, if he does not think he's making his point, or he's not making points with the audience, because he plays clearly to the audience in emotion, everything's emotion with him. So he emotes anger and hostility and raises his arms all up and down, flailing around to give that dramatic effect. But don't be distracted by the arm movements and the raised voice, because his content is poor. It's all socialism. You know, it's all socialism. Now, remember, the only person up there that's an honest socialist is Bernie Sanders. He's always said he's a socialist. This way's about. Now, he is so dedicated to it that he's going to do it's his lifelong passion, of course. you know, to be dedicated to these sort of things. And this is what is this is what Bernie Sanders is all about. Now, I think that it's getting old, and this is why I say if you're a socialist up there and with these Democrats, it's not going to work. It really is not going to work, especially with an economy that's starting to rebound. Another 2 years of this or another year of this will just really tip the scales, I believe. I think a year from now, when the economy is really starting to thrive and hum, people are going to be looking at these guys and they're going to be out there, you know, talking about socialism. And let's say Biden does win. Biden has been around for a long time, and it's, I've been saying this, that he's got a real checkered past. And they're going to play, you know, as much as they can on that checkered past. There's no question about it. That's why a Buttigieg doesn't have much of a record, other than he's being tagged, you know, with this whole thing in his own city about this shooting of a white officer killing a black man. That whole thing he's handled poorly, and by the way, he's not really supported by the police at all. They don't. He's a lot like de Blasio. Have you noticed that the police don't get supported in, let's say, New York? What's all the things? What's going on? And of course, de Blasio is the communist. He's a communist mayor, and he's, as everybody said, he's the worst mayor in New York history. But remember, he is a communist mayor, and his mission is to denigrate and take down the lawful behavior of people and replace it with lawlessness. That's the first sign of a takeover. That's what they want to do. They want to destroy lawful behavior. Now, Buttigieg does the same thing in his own city. And that has risen to the level of high crimes and misdemeanors, in my opinion. In his union over there, police union, they want his head. Well, so to speak. They want to talk to him. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Well, Williamson scores on attacks. Dark psyche forces. All right. Let's see here. Democratic presidential. This is, come on. Why are we doing this? Please don't do this to me. Democratic presidential candidate Marianne Williamson praises Trump's tough stance on China. We'll see here.
A small portion of that will be going to our farmers because China will be retaliating probably to a certain extent against our farmers. We're going to take the highest year, the biggest
nice.
Purchase that China has ever made with our farmers, which is about $15 billion. And do something reciprocal to our farmers so our farmers can do well. They'll be planting, they'll be able to sell for less, and they'll make the same kind of money until such time as it's all straightened out. So our farmers will be very happy.
President Trump moments ago talking about trade with China. Let's bring in Marianne Williamson. She's an author, a spiritual advisor, and a Democratic presidential candidate. And it's great to have you on the program. Tell me how you might approach the China trade situation differently from President Trump or other Democrats who are your competitors in this primary.
Well, I am a Democrat, and I am hoping to defeat Donald Trump at the polls in 2020. But when it comes to China, he's absolutely right. It was time for someone to stand up to this. And he's also right that this has been going on for a very long time. Now, whether the number of his tariffs, the actual amount, is too blunt an instrument is in question. But the fact that he's taking a tough stance, he's absolutely right. There are other things we need to do as well. That has to do with all of the companies that go over there and are too willing and have too easy a time trading technology that we should be thinking of. You know, we're in trouble when, you know, you have China coming in and having the best bid to build the subway in Washington. So this issue, not just on trade, but in terms of China having our technology and our secrets, this has been going on for a long time and it needed to be dealt with.
Yeah, now, it's interesting. I think that Democrats, that the president might find bipartisan support for his approach here.
On this one, absolutely. You're absolutely
right. Let me bring up another topic, and that is big tech. Take a listen to Kamala Harris and Cory Booker talking about what they would do about social media. Watch.
I don't think that a president should be running around pointing at companies and saying breaking them up without any kind of process here.
It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated. And as far as I'm concerned, that's got to stop.
You're also a California resident. I wonder what you think, if you agree with them, that Facebook should be broken up.
Well, I think, listen, when you talk about a particular company should be broken up, I think that these companies are too big, I will say that. And I do think that there are antitrust issues. How many Mark Zuckerbergs might there be out there that aren't even having a chance? That's what a free market is about. A free market is about it being free, that we're not for these huge conglomerates mm-hmm. that just come in and take over that way. So I think, once again, this is another issue, whether you're looking at it from the left or from the right.
Are you looking forward to the debates?
I'm very much looking forward to the debate.
Well, it's going to be a very fascinating time indeed. Marianne Williamson, we appreciate you being on. We're sorry the time got cut short because of that breaking news, but we'll have you back at some point. Thank you.
Okay, so that was this Marianne Williamson that everybody's raging about. Supportive of Trump and some things. Uh-oh, she's a Democratic candidate. You know, so Tulsi Gabbard, who will probably be on the stage tonight, is another one to look for. But I know. I'm going to try and get at some point. I promise. I shouldn't promise because the way things kind of get scattered around here. I want to get Bernie Sanders yelling at you. It's almost like the Dean's. Remember Dean? What was his name? Dean. He was the DNC guy back in the day, and he was running for president. And he came out with the Dean scream, that one scream that after he won some sort of, you know, election or something like that, a primary. I find it very, very interesting. Anyway, so this is this Marianne. She's an author. She was the surprise star of a debate where she had very little time compared to her opponents, less than half of that of the big name candidates. And out, the only thing I did hear her say was the thing about the dark forces. She's the one who said the dark forces out there. It says the Los Angeles Times national correspondent Matt Pence described Williamson as often a much more skilled communicator than most other politicians on the stage. It showed. Williamson scored big online as a result. She was the only top-notch candidate in two states before the debate, according to Google Trends. And afterwards, she was the top Google candidate in all but Montana. That's about 2,400% increase. Williamson's most notable line of the night talked about the failure of this wonkiness to combat the dark psychic force of the collectivized hatred that this president is bringing up in this country. While the comment was mocked by some on Twitter, it also resonated. Vanity Fair reporter Tina Nguyen joked, "Next debate, show of hands, who pledges on this stage to be against the dark psychic forces?" Okay. All right. Well, dark psychic forces appeared. Dark psychic forces appeared on that stage. No, I mean, you know, it was verbalized. I didn't see any dark psychic forces last night or this morning or when I was watching the whole thing play out. But she played very well. She really did. This is Trevor Noah Narks. Trevor Noah, I was on his show, by the way. Trevor Noah. Sanders campaign. Now, this is the other thing. There's another comment out here. Let's see if we can get this comment for you that played out. The big thing about the bill that Bernie wrote.
When we were first getting hot.
And Bernie Sanders, in the debate, I don't have enough time for it right now. I'll have to come back to this. But there was a point in which Bernie Sanders was engaged in the debate, and somebody made an offhand comment about, John Delaney said something about a bill or a law, Medicare for All, and Bernie Sanders, "I wrote the bill." Well, he wrote the bill and got a big rise out of people last night. The big question should have been, does the bill work? That's the thing. Anyway, stay with us. More to come.
2-1-1-0.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-800-3393.
800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715. When you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715. Promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Wow. A lot of things going on. Remember to, like I said, visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. We have a lot of things going on. We've got the convention coming up in October. It's going to be here quicker than you think. Quicker than you think. So make sure you check out our website, newcaliforniastate.com. And we've got a lot of things going on in the scheduling that are happening right now as we speak. So if you're wondering about some of the calendar events and things like that, check it out. We're trying to put them up as quickly as possible. Things are moving quickly. Things are moving quickly. We started another county fair today. County fairs are breaking out all over the place. And we're going to be doing selected county fairs. We're finding out, well, you know, it's just not as what some of them might, you know, what you might think that they are. But we're going to be checking those things out. It's going to be a great time for everybody, if you know what I mean. This is going to be, I believe, the Yuba Sutter Fair is going to be happening. And then on the 10th up in Penn Valley, beautiful Penn Valley, out beside of Grass Valley, Nevada County will be ushered in to New California formally. And we're going to be doing a big thing there with about seven different counties from the area. So we're looking forward to that. Anyway, like I said, a lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit the icon for DEF if you want to protect your information, your communications on your cell phones or any tablet or anything. You definitely want to have the DEF system. It's the same system that guess who uses and used all during his own campaign, and I suspect everybody will be using it again during this campaign. It's an impenetrable system. It's a cloaking type of system. It's not a digital in the normal sense. It's not an app. It doesn't get embedded into your phone or anything like that. So it's a little bit different, but it does work. I've been using the DEF system since 2014. That I know it works. Yeah, and after a while when you're using it, it's like, okay, you start to figure out some different things. That it's interesting, the noises that come through. Anyway, it's a great system, great way to protect you and your family from attack, cyber attack. Anyway, check that one out. And also MyPillow, sponsor of New California and Agenda 21 Radio, 800-266-4715. The code word is AGENDA. Pick up your pillows, pick up your mattresses, pick up everything there. Everything. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And get a membership in New California State. They're going to go up at the end of the month, which is tomorrow. And, by the way, if you want to buy a ticket for the convention down in Orange County, make sure you get it today. They go up tomorrow as well. So thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.